people above. We want to thank God for the wonderful time we had last night. And again, God had given us another hour again, another moment again that we can get on this prayer line and hear the word of the Lord. Listen, get somebody again connected because you wanted to be blessed just like the way you are going to be blessed. Amen. Just the way God going to bless you, you want to make sure somebody else is blessed. Hallelujah. Well, we have started a very powerful thing called total recovery. Amen. Total recovery. I want to make sure we are all connected on this theme that God has given to us, because I'm telling you, hallelujah, enough of God's people have been stolen, enough of them experiencing the work of the enemy in their life. So, amen. So, we are excited about our thing called total recovery. Total recovery. Total recovery. Amen. You need to tell somebody and say, look, get connected with El Shaddai Fast and Prayer Line, because they are teaching on total recovery. Listen, child of God, life as a whole does not pay fair. It won't even play you a fair game. So there is a devil that is out there to make sure that all that God has in store for your life, he wants to make sure that it is all taken away. But may I tell you, child of God, this is your season for total recovery. Yes, I said it. It is your season for total recovery. Our scripture was taken from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after the troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. God is not only telling you to take over, but you are going to recover all. Now, I want to bring your attention tonight, because as much as I love this subject, I love what the Word of God says about such a powerful subject that we are going to be studying tonight, and we're going to be praying for you, the people of God, tonight. Now, I want to bring your attention to St. John chapter 10, verse 10. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, you do that.
You receive that mass text that went out, it will begin to tell you, amen, just some of the things that we're going to talk about today. And in St. John 10 and 10, they say, the thief cometh not but for to steal, come on, and to kill, come on, and to destroy. Let me pause there for a moment. Who is that thief? It's the enemy. The enemy, listen, don't be fooled that there's not a devil out there that want to steal yourself, steal from you. The Bible says the threefold ministry of the devil, the first thing he comes to do as a thief is to steal. Those thieves come to your house without taking something, they want to steal. They are always looking for opportunity to steal. The next thing the thief will do is to kill. And the last thing he will do is to destroy. I wish I got somebody's attention right there. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's the threefold ministry of the devil, people of God. And someone will begin to tell you about total recovery, letting you know you cannot have recovery if you do not know what has been taken from you. Number one, you got to know who is taking stuff from you. And that person is the devil. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's a roaring lion. He goes about seeking those that he can devour. In other words, eat up, take their stuff. Amen. So, child of God, I want to let you know on this prayer line that this week is your week of total recovery. Listen, I want you to grab a pen and a paper, and I want you to write down everything that has been taken from you. Maybe you had a home before and was taken from you. Write it down. Maybe you are always being healed, but then some kind of sickness came and took over your body. Write it down. All that the enemy has taken from you, he has taken your health. Maybe you're always happy, but now you are not. You are always sad. He took your joy away. Amen. Not only he took your joy away, he took your peace away. Glory to God. He takes your relationship away. He takes your job away. Are you hearing me? He takes these things. So I want you to get a pen and paper and begin to name these things. Because when I begin to give you further instruction on how we are going to deal with this, I want you to have it before you. Because if that thing is coming down for to steal, kill, and to destroy, listen, the devil will keep on practicing his threefold ministry. Because all he wants to do is to steal from you, kill, and to destroy. But I'm glad his story did not end there, child of God. But Lord Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. Jesus said, I know the work of the enemy is to steal, kill, and to destroy. He has a threefold ministry. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. What a great God we serve. God wants you to have life. And life more abundantly. So child of God, I'm telling you, there is something about you, the child of God, that you, as a child of God, you need to understand that that devil come to steal from you, kill from you, and to destroy you. But the good news is Jesus said, I came to give life. Listen, while he was describing the work of the enemy, he began to show us that there was one thing Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He's a king that they might have their abundant life. That's Zoe life. Listen, people of God, we are going to be praying for this life. The life of God. That life will be a part of you. That life will begin to conquer everything that needs to be conquered. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. If you do not understand the power, child of God, the power behind this word of total recovery, if you understand the power behind it, you will get yourself in the attitude of prayer. Because that's what we are going to be doing. We are not going to sit around and watch the enemy defeating us. We are going to jump out and get on the offensive. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, child of God, one of the most important things for your life is that you and I understand that God wants total recovery in your life. That there is something about you, God wants to recover everything the enemy has stolen. Listen, David was discouraged because the enemy came and took all his goods. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And listen, child of God, it comes a time that you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to get yourself in a place where you have made the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord. Where you have made him the king of your life. Child of God, I'm telling you, listen, it is no secret what God can do. Are you hearing me? God can turn any situation around that seems impossible. He can open doors, hallelujah, that have been shut before you. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. He can break down walls that have been before you. That's the kind of God we serve. So, child of God, I want you to know that Jesus came to do this great work for you. He came, he died on Calvary cross just for your sin. If you accept him, you will have eternal life. Are you hearing me?
So, child of God, tonight, there are some even on this prayer line.
They are discouraged about things that have been taken from them. Hallelujah. Things that the enemy has stolen from their life. The devil has come to steal from the child of God's life. He come to kill, he come to destroy. Listen, child of God, when the devil comes to kill, the Bible says he comes to steal first. The first thing he will do, he will start stealing from you. If you are not strong, he will want to destroy you. May I tell you, one of the greatest weapons that you have is that month of prayer. That's why we are here. Because I know that so many things have been taken from you. I have identified the person who is taking stuff from you. That's the devil, the thief. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, no. Ask him that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Ladies and gentlemen, the abundant life is the best life that you can have. The abundant life is the most favorable life that you need. The abundant life is a life that conquers what the enemy came to do. If something have something been stolen from you, have something been missing from you, maybe it's your home, maybe your finances can come back together. It has not come back together. Child of God, you need total recovery. Hallelujah. You need total recovery in your life because the way God wants to bless you, hallelujah, you need to understand how great your God is because he really wants to bless you. He wants to destroy the works of the enemy and bring your stuff back onto you. Are you hearing me? That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of faithful God we serve. Listen. Child of God, the Bible went and declared unto us this very thing that took place. The Bible began to declare unto all child of God that something terrible did happen. David had everything taken from him. Took his wife, took their goods, took everything they had. Do you know that's the worst of the devil? He will always come and charge you. He will always come want to do stuff against you. He will always come want to discourage you. He will always come to do things, hallelujah, that will keep you away from serving God. That's the worst of the devil. He loves to do such a work. He loves to see you discouraged. He loves to see you down and out. Listen, child of God. You be on the prayer line, it's not a coincidence, it's not an accident. But listen, divine providence will be coming unto you. May the Lord begin to strengthen you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Child of God, hallelujah. Later, did David know the kind of enemy he was going to be faced with? But thank God, hallelujah, for such a great God who is concerned about everything pertaining to our life. Hallelujah. Everything and anything pertaining to our life. Listen, the Holy Spirit is there to cause great things to happen. Amen. David never knew how terrible that enemy was that was coming against him. A living child of God. When that enemy comes against you, he does not come to play. When he comes against you, he comes to destroy. He comes to take over. Hallelujah. So as the enemy was busy doing things with your Israel, the Bible says that when David came home, his wives were gone. I'm not telling you to go get two wives. In those days, they were doing that. God allowed, but he did not support it. So now, child of God,
David was greatly distressed when he and his wife were gone, all his friends and their wives, their children were all gone. The Bible said David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his son and his daughter, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Child of God, that's what you got to do. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. That no matter what you've been faced with, encourage yourself in the Lord. Listen, this is time for you, the child of God, to feel great encouragement. And sometimes, even if people do not encourage you, you encourage yourself in the Lord. Even though the kids keep to steal, kill, destroy, and Jesus said, I keep to give life, say, Jesus, I thank you. Let your life be upon me. Because it seems like your life, not sin, but your life will destroy the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Child of God, we are grateful for what the Lord is doing. We are grateful for what the Lord is preparing for the children of God. Listen, child of God, one of the most important things concerning your life is to make sure that you know the Lord. Knowing the Lord is a very powerful thing, because when you don't know God, it is so sad. When you know God, no matter what I've been taking from you, you can bless it and say, Father, thank you, I'm going to recover it all. Thank you, Lord, you are going to give me that. Have you written, maybe some of you just coming on the prayer line, but I want you to write, yes, I want you to write things that have been taken from you. I want you to write it down. Hallelujah. And by faith, we are going to lay hands on it. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the kind of God you serve. Last month's prayer, it was so powerful, I told them to write a request and stuff. And I told, I don't know if it was a male or a woman, but I told them to take the phone and put it near the ear. In fact, I told the whole congregation that. I told all of you on the prayer line. Do you know last week a lady got healed because of doing that? Just following the instructions. Listen, when you begin to obey those instructions, God will come through for you. We got to learn to obey biblical instructions. Because that's why things are not happening in a lot of people's lives. Because they are not learning the art of obeying instructions. Instruction is one of the keys to your miracle. When those people then were finished and there was no wine or grape juice, when there was none of that, they knew exactly what to do. Child of God, may I tell you something? You are in the right place at the right time to receive divine miracles. Don't play with this service today, because I believe God will give you a great miracle. David was distressed. But I'm glad when it came to the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He spoke so boldly about himself. Not only did he speak boldly about himself, he began to talk about the thief. How that thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And listen, child of God, I'm praying for the children of God to walk in such a victory. I'm praying for them to walk in peace, in freedom. More than anything else, I'm praying for the child of God to walk in divine health. I'm praying for the child of God to walk in miracles. Because I'm telling you, whatever has been taken from you as you walk in these things, hallelujah, God is about to send miracles your way in the name of Jesus. He's about to send miracles your way. He's about to send healing your way. He's about to send victory your way. But will you open your mouth and begin to declare over your life? Will you be able to declare over your life? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, thank you this hour for this word. Thank you, Father God, for giving us an opportunity to come before you.
Now, my Lord, my God, I want to thank you in a very special way again for everything you have done. I praise you for all you have done, O God. I praise you because you are good God. I praise you because you are mighty God. Lord, this day we look unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto you to be our sustainer, our guide. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being so good. Thank you, Lord, for being so loving. Thank you, Lord, for being so kind. Thank you, Lord, for being a miracle God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God, for your people this hour. Thank you, Father God, under this function, that your people receive miracles in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to bless you right now. We want to thank you right now. For your word declare that there is nothing too hard or too difficult for you. So, Father God, I thank you right now that nothing is difficult for you. I thank you, my Lord, my God, you are faithful God. I thank you, Father God, you are mighty God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for being a magnificent God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yama sukuraba baba shandalaba. Briskotorama shandalaba. Father, this moment, I really pray for the people on this prayer line. I pray for them in a very special way. Yes, Lord. I pray, Lord, hallelujah, that your hand of protection will be with them. That your arms of mercy will be with your people, O God. Thank you, my Lord, my God. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being a God. Father, I want to thank you for sparing our life. I thank you for the people on the prayer line right now. Hallelujah. For touching their lives in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, I want to thank you right now. Because, Father God, your God will answer prayer. I thank you right now for everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Father God, for all the blessings you have given to us in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for sparing our life. Hallelujah, to this moment, oh God. Father, we know, that there is hope for us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the hope you keep to give us. Thank you, my Lord, my God, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, Father God, right now, under this kind of atmosphere, we pray, oh God, wherever your people are, Lord, that you touch them. Even that one that is in the state right now, with that dangerous weather, hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being an overcomer. We thank you, my Lord, my God, hallelujah, that they will not only overtake, but they will recover all. I pray for that person, hallelujah, where the enemy has stolen their virtue, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray, my Lord, my God, hallelujah, basukuria masandalaba. Oh, glory to Jesus. My Lord, my God, we worship you right now. We adore you right now. We lift up your name right now. Father God, as John 10:10 said, the thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. I pray, O God, that every devil, wherever they come from to steal, kill, or to destroy, we destroy their powers in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for divine victory. We thank you for divine peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your know-how. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercy. This hour, Father God, we speak life unto your people. We speak life unto them in the name of Jesus. That enemy that come to steal the joy, we come against in the name of Jesus. That enemy that have buried the goose, we come against in the name of Jesus. Every enemy, oh God, that have come to steal their health, that have come to steal their joy, that have come to steal their relationship. Hallelujah. Every devil that have come to steal your marital life, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we want to thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, oh God, for your people this hour. Lord, Father God, make it impossible. Hallelujah, for the enemy to touch your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, give an utterance, O God, and audience anytime. Lord, that we approach your presence. Help us, O God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have the right of way. Holy Spirit, be exalted. Be lifted up on high. Father, thank you very much. Halamasuko rabababa. Rebeskoto rabatalama soto rabababa. I thank you. Somebody is being healed right now on this line in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for turning things around. Thank you, Lord, for making ways out of no way. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that every flower plot and plan of the devil, it is dismantled now in the name of Jesus. The thief that have come to steal from you, to kill and to destroy your life, we dismantle their powers right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy them right now by the power in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. Let power be subject to your power. Break the very stronghold of darkness in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we thank you for the victory. Oh, glory to Jesus. Yabruna mashanda labasoto rabala. Father, I pray for every man, woman, boy, girl on this prayer line tonight. I pray, Father God, that you will touch them, O God. You will touch the request this hour, Lord. As I touch, hallelujah, I lift up my hands to you, Lord. As I touch this phone, in the name of Jesus, so Lord, begin to touch them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the victory. Father, thank you right now in Jesus' name for breaking every soul tie in the name of Jesus. We thank you this hour. We thank you this hour. We thank you, Father God, for such a blessed time. Thank you, Father, that you are not forgotten about us. Thank you, Lord, that your eyes move to and fro. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And Father, thank you that you neither sleep nor slumber. So, Father God, we give it to you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, Father God, this hour, my God, Lamasoto, hallelujah. Oh God, total recovery for your people this hour, my God. Total recovery. Father, I speak total recovery in the life of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. We reject every plan of darkness. We reject the enemy flower plot and plan. Father God, hallelujah. All that the devil is doing, that devil that come one way, hallelujah, then he flees seven different ways. Father, thank you despite every harassment of the enemy right now. Father, you are not giving us, hallelujah, over to that enemy thief in the name of Jesus. You are not allowed us to be consumed by the devil. Father, right now I pray, Lord, let those who come against your children, the enemy that come to steal your children, that have come one way, let our enemy flee seven different ways in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I bind this hour all household enemies right now. Hallelujah. Who have taken your children, oh God. That enemy that have come to destroy your relationship. That enemy that have come to destroy your home. Your relationship between you and your children. Father, we demobilize every enemy. Hallelujah. In the distance. Right now, we demobilize them. Hallelujah. Even from our immediate family. In the name of Jesus. Even our distant family. Hallelujah. We annihilate their name. Today, tonight, oh God. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will not be able, that no enemy will be able to operate in our lives. Father God, hallelujah, clap your wings tonight, hallelujah, and set a blaze on fire, oh God. Let your Holy Ghost fire begin to touch right now your people in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we break every contact, every connection, every covenant tonight between the enemy, hallelujah, within and the enemy without. Father, we break every covenant, oh God. We know, oh God, that's an enemy that have done this. Father, we frustrate every plan and manipulation of that household enemy in the name of Jesus. And my God, thank you for answering prayer. Thank you, Father God, you are worthy to be praised. We pray this hour. Father God, every confederacy of the devil tonight, in the name of Jesus, we pray for total healing. Father God, all arrangement of the devil, hallelujah, concerning my home, concerning the people of God's home, concerning their family, hallelujah, it shall not stand in Jesus' name. Elor, it will come to pass, hallelujah. Elor, shall they come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you this hour. Every effort of the devil to frustrate my life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, my brother's life. Father, we thank you for this mentoring our plans right now. Hallelujah. We nullify every writing, every agreement, every covenant. Hallelujah. Against our work in the name of Jesus. Father God, begin to increase our greatness and comfort us, oh God, on every side in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, as you delight in your prosperity, I pray, Father God, that you will bless us indeed. I pray, oh God, that no household enemy will be able to control our well-being, oh God, anytime in the name of Jesus. Father, let all those who are against us, oh God, hallelujah, without, hallelujah, a cause, Father God, begin to plead our case in the name of Jesus. We close every door through which the enemy have been working in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon, hallelujah, of the enemy and his agent that have been fashioned against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. My life, oh God, these people on the prayer line, their life is hidden in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for a divine miracle right now. Father God, we open wide the doors, hallelujah, for your glorious name's sake. We open the doors, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, kabasanda labasoto rababa. We open wide the door leading to our blessing, oh God. We open that door, oh God, that door that leading to our blessing. Oh, we open it wide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every territorial spirit that is working against our neighborhood, against our home, against our family, in Jesus' name we reclaim it. Father, we pray right now, the power contrary to the power of God that is operating in my life, in the name of Jesus, in the life of God's people, let it be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we bind, hallelujah, every spirit, we bind, every arrangement, hallelujah, of the devil against our life in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for being a good God. Father, we banish every enemy of progress in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. I thank you because you are a good God. I thank you because you are a faithful God. Father God, we reject, we renounce, and we destroy every evil agreement of covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we counsel tonight. Hallelujah. We make it impossible for the enemy foot to come to our house. We make it impossible tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be giving God praise. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it impossible, oh God. Oh, my shakalaba. Your word declared with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Father, I thank you, O God. I thank you because you are a great God. I thank you again, Jehovah God, for healing us, for delivering us. Father God, right now, I thank you for supernatural strength in your people this hour. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for answering prayer today. I thank you, Lord, for the people that are connected on this prayer line. I thank you, Jehovah God, because you are so mighty. I thank you, Lord, that something is changing in the lives of your people. I thank you, Jehovah God, that you are doing great wonders in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, thank you for the victory. Every plan of the devil to these people lie, the children of God lie. Father God, let our plan fail in the name of Jesus. We embrace every good plan for our life in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the victory. I thank you, Lord, because you are God who can answer prayer. I thank you, Jehovah God, because you are so faithful. I thank you, Jehovah God, because you are our King. You are our Abba Father. You are our Daddy God. We look unto you, Father God. Hallelujah. You make all things new. Oh, Father God, we look unto you right now as the God of the turnaround. In the name of Jesus, turn it around. Turn that good case around. Hallelujah. Turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, those things that seem impossible, let your people know that it is possible with you. I thank you right now for being our raising King, for being our deliverer. I thank you, Lord, for even being a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Father God, because had it not been for you, we don't know where we will be. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we lift up our hands and we put a prayer request up unto you. That, Lord, you do the impossible in their life. You touch every area. You mold your people in every area, oh God. Let something miraculous touch their life this hour in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, thank you that in Jesus' name, miracles are happening in this area. Miracle happening, you lady, in your body right now. Hallelujah. You have been experiencing like a chest pain problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's closer to your left side. And when you take your hands and put it there now, as I'm praying, hallelujah, that Jehovah God, that you will heal. Let that pain come from out of that chest right now. That chest problem. Let our pain come from out of in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. I praise you right now because you are orchestrating things in our life. I praise you right now, Father God, hallelujah, for the people you are healing and delivering right now. Yeah, lady, if you keep putting your hands there on our left side, glory to God. God himself is touching you. I see the Lord touching you. Hallelujah. I see the Lord molding you and making you. He's touching you in an unusual way. Hallelujah. Somebody else on the line. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I don't know if it's a mama. Somebody connected with a mama. I see you. Listen, every now and then, you start having some funny feelings in your body. And you either on the prayer line or you connected your very good friend with somebody on the prayer line. Hallelujah. But I saw the name Maima. Hallelujah. In fact, I don't know if you know it or not, but high blood pressure been coming to you. High blood pressure. Glory to God. Pray that God, we pray for you this hour that your blood will begin to circulate in your body. Because listen, the enemy wants to throw a sickness on you. Be careful. Take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Hallelujah. I pray for that woman right now who don't have a husband, who believe in God for a husband. Right now, we prophesy to you right now that according to the word of God, total recovery is coming to you. And nothing will be left out. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else on the prayer line. Hallelujah. You are going for that interview. I don't know. I think the word was given yesterday, but I see it again. I see you going for like a job interview. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know that it shall be well when you go on a job interview. Amen. When you go on an interview, go in peace. There's somebody on the line
This lady is crying out for her daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I even see the daughter following wrong crowds and wrong friends and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, God wants to deliver you. Hallelujah.
But mother, I want to thank God. You're probably on his prayer line. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me your daughter. I don't know your name, but the Lord has not shown me your name. But I see you. You worry about this one girl. But God is turning that thing around because you pray to him. You have been crying out to God for your child. So God is turning it around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody too have been believing God for going back to school. Hallelujah. Going back to school. To be precise, you won't go to a college. Hallelujah. You've been thinking about it, getting yourself ready, and so forth, so on. Well, let me tell you something. God has approved you. And when the time reaches, you will be going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Somebody else on the prayer line too. Father, I thank you for these people then that came before us, oh God. May your hand be with them. We honor them in Jesus' name. I pray. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray for you. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young lady, I see something down to your ankle, to your foot. I don't know. It looks like your foot gets falling. It gets fallen down there. Hallelujah. And when you put your hand on your foot right now, I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you for healing that foot in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Listen, child of God, there's somebody on this prayer line. Hallelujah. By faith, you be on this prayer line. I see you in the realm of the spirit. I see the spirit of discouragement that is hovering over you. Because some things you've been waiting for, it has not come yet. And so it's been making you discouraged. You got on the prayer line. Hallelujah. You are on the prayer line. But you're not too happy because certain things you've been believing to happen, it has not happened yet. May I tell you something? Don't stop praying because God is coming on your side. God is going to cause things to change just for you. He's going to cause a miracle, hallelujah, to erupt in your life in the name of Jesus. So I want you to know, child of God, you are never alone. You are never alone. Hallelujah. God is working things out for you. Hallelujah. I pray for somebody parent here. I pray, hallelujah, for total healing, for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you right now. Hallelujah. Somebody on this prayer line, you are thinking about traveling. To be precise, you want to go to Liberia. Hallelujah. You're getting stuff ready, and you're planning to travel and stuff like that. You're thinking about it. Hallelujah. God will cause all things to become new in your life. He will turn things around, but be very prayerful. Hallelujah. Be very prayerful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, thank you. Another person, you are on his prayer line, and it's like you've been having like some funny migraine headache. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to know Jehovah God is able to heal you. Father, thank you for destroying that migraine headache in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your divine supernatural hand. Thank you for healing. Lord, everyone, even under the sound of my voice, thank you for healing your people this hour in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord. You are still doing great things. You are still doing great things, even on this land. Yes. I pray. Yes. 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 Yes.
Father, I thank you for this young lady that's on this prayer line right now. Because she has not even seen the great things that you have in store for her. But Father, I thank you that you are the God that has great things in store for your children. So right now, dear Lord, I thank you. You are the God of the turnaround. You are the God of great joy. So Father, this hour, I want to thank you for your miracle. I want to thank you for what you are doing already. I want to thank you, Father God, your people shall live and declare your goodness. Father, I want to thank you in a very, very, very special way. Hallelujah, for being our Lord, for being our God, for being our deliverer. Lord, we thank you so much. Had it not been for you on our side, where would we be? So, Father, thank you for these people who have come on the El Shaddai fast and prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah, for turning around just for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sarah. Hallelujah. May God touch you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to touch your life, Sarah. Hallelujah. Like the Sarah in the Bible, there is something about you. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. And you just don't know it yet. You know God has something in store for you, but you just don't know it yet. Well, I want you to know it. God has something great in store for you. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Father, I pray. Oh, for that one there who having financial difficulties. Listen, I want you put your hands on the Hallelujah. For biblical prosperity. Father God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. For biblical prosperity over your people. I pray, Father God, where there is lack, Lord, that you will send increase. Where things have been taken away, Father, that it will come back to them in the name of Jesus. I prophesy and I speak over the lives of your people, that those that will serve you, O God, that, Lord, you are doing great and mighty things in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you right now. There's no power greater than your power. There's no hand greater than your hand. There's no blessing greater than your blessing. When you bless mankind, they are blessed forever. So, Father, thank you for the victory tonight. Thank you, Father God, for meeting your people at the point of their need. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our helper. So, dear Lord, right now, I want to praise you. Hallelujah, for all that you have done in the people, in the lives of the people in this prayer line. I thank you for miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, child of God, before the opening line, I just want to let you know that, listen, people are calling this prayer line every week with testimonies. God is doing miracles. And one of the things I'm seeing in the lives of folks is total recovery. Listen, God is preparing all of you and giving you total recovery. But you got to get in a place where you believe it, that God is going to give you total recovery. If things have been taken from you, you need total recovery. You need total recovery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is happening on your job? You need total recovery. Thank you, Jesus. What is happening in your mind? You need total recovery. Hallelujah. That's why when a mother have a child, they say you go in the recovery room. You know, they got a room for you to recover. Because you see, when the enemy has done his best to you, you need to recover yourself. You need to be recovered. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I love what David did. God, recover. Ask the Lord, Lord, should we pursue? The Lord said, pursue. Amen. There are people who are taking things from you And for some of you, it's kind of embarrassing to go and ask that. Huh, got somebody on this line. All right, Lord. For you to go and ask back, you asking her and she doesn't know about that. Glory to God. God have an answer for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, child of God, there is miracle taking place all around you. Miracle taking place. Listen, everything going to come back to you fourfold. Amen. All that you had before, it is coming back to you. I'm talking about the good things. It is something that God does not approve of yet because you are precious in His eyes. But in fact, if God approves of that thing, which is something that is good for you, it will be a blessing. I speak in every man, woman, boy, girl life right now. That Lord, that the people are speaking to your life, that you take God with you. No matter where you go, you take Him. Amen. You take God with you. You take God with you. And anywhere you take God, your life will never remain the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's get on this move tonight. I want to hear about first-time visitors. Hallelujah. Can I open the prayer line for the first-time guest? I want to hear from you. I want your name, where you're from, who invited you. We would love to hear from you if you're a first-time guest on this El Shaddai Fast and Prayer line. Or maybe you be on the line before, but you said nothing. Well, we are here to receive everything. So if you are on the line, amen. Anybody on the line for the first time? Are these all old folks? Anybody on the line for the first time? Calling your name, we want to hear your name and where are you from. Hello, somebody was trying to say something. We're looking for people who are on the line for the first time. Okay, if you are on the line for the first time, can you give us your name and who invited you? Hello. Okay, seems like we are all old folks, huh?
Hello.
Yes, hello?
My name is Jusu, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Jusu from North Carolina. How are you?
Good. I was invited by Mambenu. Mana.
Praise the Lord. And you are from North Carolina?
Yes.
Praise God. Jusu, we want to welcome you on the El Shaddai Fast and Prayer line.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Anybody else on this prayer line? We thank God for Jusu on the El Shaddai Fast and Prayer line. Jusu being on the line for the first time. Invited by Bindu. Amen. Anyone else? All right, so I guess we are all old folks. Well, we want to thank God for you. Tomorrow we got a special guest that is going to be on the prayer line tomorrow. We are going to have an awesome time on El Shaddai Fast and Prayer line. Amen. We are going to have a marvelous time. So tomorrow, invite somebody to be with you on this prayer line tomorrow. Your life will be changed. Your life is taking a new turn. I can't wait because some of you are going to be having testimonies by Friday. By Friday, you'll be having testimonies. You'll be able to record, including Apostle John himself. Amen. I am thanking God, coming in great expectation because God is talking to us about total recovery. Listen, when you begin to hear a word like this on total recovery, don't take it for granted. you get that word and you go in. And you begin to thank God for total recovery everywhere you go. Father, thank you for total recovery in my life, in my home, in my family. You want to bless God for total recovery. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, child of God, when you know how to bless God in the midst of stuff like this, and thank God for total recovery, indeed that recovery is going to be on its way to you. Hallelujah. Listen, the story did not end there. The Bible says in verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, nor spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. That's verse 18. See, child of God, God will cause you to recover all. I want you to know you are in a season where you are going to recover all. Amen? You are going to recover all. Not some. You are going to recover all. You say, Apostle, you just don't know. My problem is too much. Well, may I close with this. Guess what the scripture says. In verse 19. And there was nothing lacking. There will be nothing lacking to you, child of God. Believe the prophet, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet and you will prosper. Believe the Lord your God. You'll be established. Believe his prophet and you will prosper. Believe that word of the Lord and say on it. Indeed, God will do great things in your life. Amen. I want to bless God for you. I want to bless God for what he's doing. Listen, get to ElShaddaiWorld.com. Those of you calling for the services, it's going to be on our website, ElShaddaiWorld.com. Go and click that. Hallelujah. And you can find the finest things concerning El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Just some of the great things that we are doing in the ministry and what God is doing in our life. So I'm telling you, I want you to get connected with ElShaddaiWorld.com. ElShaddaiWorld.com. Hallelujah. Until then, we are going to meet tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I want all of you to get connected on this prayer line because we are going to have an awesome time. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. And we'll see you tomorrow.